Mark Mew, Director of Security and Emergency Preparedness for the Anchorage School District, had a very busy Monday.
There has been a couple of big teleconferences, one with the CDC, U.S. Department of Education, and even some White House staff this morning. Then this afternoon, there was another kind of statewide teleconference with the State Department of Health. And of course, between those times, we've been conferring here within the district on how we should get the right message out and what kind of activities we should be doing.
Mew said that morning conference, headed by the CDC, or Centers for Disease Control, attracted around 1,000 participants nationwide. Mew has overseen the development of district responses for earthquake, wildfire, and volcano impacts. He says right now his full focus is on the district's plans for a pandemic flu situation.
We've known for some time that we need to get prepared for pandemic. Of course, we were thinking of the avian version of it at the time, but really it's pretty much same as in terms of what we would do as response. And so we developed a draft plan. We're on about our third draft. It's close enough to being final that we've practiced it a few times.
One of those practice sessions is just concluding. An approximate 10-school drill involving rapid inoculations, in this case for chickenpox. Mew says the drill just happened to coincide with the swine flu outbreak. A late Monday afternoon report from the State Department of Health and Social Services still indicated no suspected or confirmed swine flu cases in Alaska. Yesterday, the World Health Organization reported the flu had spread to 6 countries beyond Mexico, and by this morning, cases have been listed in the Middle East and Asia-Pacific region. WHO also said that swine flu cases would likely begin expanding beyond those who had traveled to Mexico and simply spread via community transmission. The only deaths, now about 150, have occurred in Mexico. Dr. Jay Butler, the state's chief medical officer, has said he expects cases to appear in Alaska. Mew says if cases occur within Anchorage's schools, the district's actions will be part of a community-wide response directed by the mayor's pandemic cabinet,
which is composed of government officials from both and private sector officials from large companies that are big employers and people responsible for utility companies and so forth. Superintendent Como is on that panel, and that panel would help the mayor decide on recommendations for things like social distancing, which would include potentially closing schools.
The district's director of security and emergency preparedness says closing a school can cause hardships on parents who then have to make arrangements for children staying at home. Often it can impact parents being able to go to work.
So it's not something we do lightly. On the other hand, we have to balance the need to keep people from infecting other people and keep them separate from each other. So it'll be a balance. And it's entirely possible that we would close a school, but not all schools. You know, it just depends on how this thing develops and how widespread it is. The CDC today was making recommendations to close a school if you have a student that had flu-like symptoms and you also had confirmed cases in your town.
Mew says it's important to maintain an appropriate perspective.
We got to be very careful not to overreact, not to panic. Even the panic itself can create all kinds of problems when we don't even really have a problem. People could be flooding the hospitals.
In Monday evening's school district statement, the district recommends students stay at home if they exhibit any normal flu symptoms, as swine flu is much the same. Swine flu lasts about 7 days and is contagious as long as symptoms persist. As for preventing the spread of the flu, sneeze or cough into a tissue, elbow, or sleeve. Wash your hands often, especially after coughing or sneezing. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. And avoid physical contact with anyone who displays flu-like symptoms. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.